Unit 7, Mind Over Matter. Page 75, Exercise C, Spotlight. Read and listen to a conversation between two colleagues. Notice the spotlighted language.
Tom, do you have a minute?
Sure, Vicky. Come on in and have a seat. What's on your mind?
You know, I may be imagining things, but I have the distinct impression that my staff's either talking about me or has some kind of secret they don't want me to know about.
What gives you that impression?
Well, for instance, for the last few days, every time I get back from lunch, Bill and Emma and Ron are all huddled together in Emma's cubicle and talking, and the minute they realize I'm there, they shut up. I mean, that's not normal, is it? It makes me think they're talking about me behind my back.
Well, if I were in your shoes, I wouldn't automatically assume that.
I sound paranoid, don't I? I mean, it sounds crazy to think it has something to do with me, right?
Not necessarily. Their behavior does seem to suggest they don't want you to know what they're talking about. Keep in mind that there may be a totally innocent explanation. Have you considered the possibility that maybe one of them's got a job offer? Or that they're just gossiping? Hey, who knows? Maybe they're gossiping about me.
I suppose you're right.
Don't get me wrong. There's definitely something going on, but I wouldn't jump to any conclusions. I've got to take this. Just a sec. Well, as a matter of fact, she happens to be in my office right now. Why don't you all just walk over here, okay? The cat's out of the bag, Vicky. We all know today's your birthday, and we've been planning a little surprise celebration. The gang's got a cake and a little present for you. They're on their way over now.
Oh, Tom, I feel like such an idiot.